There is nothing worse than untapped potentials. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Everyone, welcome to the Young Thug Podcast. I'm Lachelle Weemy, your host, and today we get a chance to have this amazing conversation with Meredith Keith Church. She is an amazing, amazing lifestyle optimization coach. And amongst every, you know, all kinds of cool things, you guys are just going to fall in love with her like I did. And your story, everything that you do to help people is so inspiring. I cannot wait to dive into this conversation. So thank you so much, Meredith, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here chatting with you.
Me too. All right. So I would love for you to give us an idea of how you are showing up in the world. Who are you serving? What are you most passionate about?
Yes, absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm a lifestyle optimization coach. And what that really means is my focus is teaching folks to really look at their daily habits and routine as it pertains to their everyday happiness, joy, wellness, etc. So I think a lot of times when people think about their daily life, they focus on one or two areas, like, am I happy doing the work I'm doing or with my family or something really focused. But what I have found is that people really are their happiest and I guess really following their soul's passion and their journey when they feel like they have all areas dialed in to be what they want to be and what feels good. Yes. So I work with people, primarily women, to focus on what are the areas that you really want to pay attention to that maybe you have pushed to the side. So, you know, a lot of times people think of, well, am I moving my body? Yes, that's absolutely important, right? And so is like our eating and that sort of thing. But what about our technology use, our relationship with technology? Do we feel good about it? Does it feel kind of overwhelming? Is there a balance there? You know, we don't have to throw things out entirely, right? So similarly with relationships and, you know, family situations, whether we live with other folks or even if we're on our own, what about our work relationships, our friendships, and just the daily sorts of things that we're exposing ourselves to, is that really helping us work towards our soul's purpose and what we're here to do? Or could there be something that we could optimize on that? So that's really what that's about. It's like a whole picture of our lifestyle and all the details.
I love that. And the word that keeps coming to mind when I hear you talk is harmony, right?
Like
all of the things that we have going on in our lives, every little piece of it is in harmony with one another. And when we do that, I believe myself that we get into flow. That's in our flow state, right? When everything is kind of clicking and everything is in stride with one another. And when we can have, you know, things in life that are kind of off balance and inharmonious with everything else, it can really throw off that flow, right?
Yes.
And so I love what you're doing and how you're trying to help people really optimize their life and get that harmony in everything so that you can really truly show up and accomplish your life's fullest potential, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's just amazing, I think, in terms of our energy levels, you know, when we're doing the things that we love, and you know this, right? Like we light up, that energy extends to everybody and then it's catching, right? So then they're excited and it just really like continues to flow throughout, you know, ripples throughout our community, right? So it's not a small thing. I think people think, oh, it's a luxury to have a life that we love, right? But it's not. Life wasn't meant to be hard. It doesn't have to be. And we really improve everyone's lives around us when we are in that flow, like you said.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And I got to just ask you, what led you down this path specifically? How is it that you came to this passion?
Yes, great question. So it's really a combination of my own experiences as well as some interactions with close family members' experiences and being able to view that. So from my own perspective, I can share that, you know, I would say I started out in life sort of following those prescribed paths. So, you know, for many of us, obviously we all come from different cultures and backgrounds, but we get the messages from the folks around us, right? About how we're supposed to spend our time and the kinds of people that we should be around and all of that. So, you know, I went through the conventional school system and then entered, you know, college university time period, went on to get a job, you know, working for a big company and, you know, doing sort of the things I was supposed to do, checking the box. Ended up in a relationship, got married and kids, that whole thing. Right. And so sort of like on paper, doing all the stuff I was supposed to do.
Right.
So when I started to look at, you know, the fact that there were some issues, I was pretty stressed out. I was very tired. I didn't have a lot of energy. It felt like a lot of effort to get through my days. You know, I was sometimes short with my kids or with my husband, that kind of thing. And I think that it's common for us to get together with other people and kind of complain about things, but not ever think, does it have to be this way? Could it be something different? So for my own personal journey, I started to embark upon that with the first look at simplifying things. And I got really involved in the minimalism movement, which is much more well known now than it was then.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I started was, does everything have to be this difficult, this complicated, this overwhelming? And if not, if the answer to that is no, then what are my other options? And I started to just start one area at a time. So with things, for example, the stuff that I had, right? That's kind of an easy area because it's like outside of us, right? It's something that like maybe we own or we have in our presence, but it's not us. And once I started to clear the things that didn't make me happy, and honestly, there were instances where it was really stressing me out to have that much stuff because I couldn't find something that I was looking for, or, you know, just keeping it all clean and managed and straightened and out of the way. So I started with that and the concept of like, what else beyond this could be easier? So I kind of embarked on a lot of choices sort of as a test, thinking, well, if this doesn't work, if doing it differently than the way everyone else is doing doesn't work, I can always go back to this way that I was doing it, right? So it was a little scary. And knowing that it wasn't like permanent was helpful. And then from there, I do a number of things differently. So my family and I don't have a car. So that was the process. We went from 2 to 1 to none. And we live in the United States. So, you know, people tend to think of this place as a pretty car centric community culture, right? So that was very different. I left the corporate world at the time I became a stay at home mom. And from there, I became an entrepreneur and ran a few different businesses. Actually, I was a virtual assistant. I did some arts administration support work, and then I started my lifestyle coaching business. So that was different again at the time, especially. And we also have opted out of the conventional school system for our youngest kiddo. So that was a different choice. And, you know, it was like we sort of unraveled the threads of this ball that we thought was how things had to be and kind of chipped away at each piece. I also don't have a mobile phone. I have a landline and I use other types of technology, but that was a big one as well. So these are just some examples of how I felt like I was getting unstuck from these places of, oh, it has to be this way. I have to do these things. Everyone else is doing them. Everyone's going to think I'm weird. All those kinds of, of stories, right?
I love that you were able to identify what is the right thing for you, right? And I think that that's the thing that so many of us fall into this trap of having to be, in air quotes, normal, right? And doing all of the things that everybody tells us that we have to do. And then really getting deep inside of yourself to figure out what is the right thing for you. And then not only do you to have the courage, I guess, to dive into what's right for you, but then you have to have the courage to be able to stand out as different than the people around you, right?
And
I've noticed that even just as an entrepreneur, like we're taught that we need to go to college, you know, get a job, you work in that job for the next 40 some years, you collect your retirement, and you hope that you can maybe travel someday, right? And that's kind of the normal life. But I'm like, okay, all of a sudden I got to this place where I was exposed to entrepreneurship and all of a sudden I started to light up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I went to school for a really long time to do what I do. and I still really, really like it, but I'm completely lighting up in other places. And so I had to make that decision that that's what was right for me, even though it might be weird or different than the people around me, being okay to be standing in my own truth, what feels the best for me, even if it's different or unconventional than somebody else, right?
Yes. Yes. And I love that you use that terminology, lighting up, because it really mm-hmm. is that, right? We can yeah. like things, or things can just be okay. Like you said, you yeah. enjoyed what you were doing.
Yeah.
And there's that difference, right? Of that spark that right. only comes from the things that really connect with what we're meant to be doing.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that's really fascinating is that recently, I'm on the executive board of my church, for example, and we had a leadership meeting and our pastor was like, hey, you guys, I would love for everybody to take Myers-Briggs. I had never taken it, even though I'm like a personal development junkie. I've never taken it. So I did. What was so fascinating about that was that the things that I learned about myself in the Myers-Briggs was completely in alignment with who I am right now as an entrepreneur and didn't line up at all with my career in medicine.
Wow.
And it was just like, it was almost like it was in me all along, but I'm finally allowing myself to get into that place where I needed to decide what was right for me. And I thought it was really, really eye-opening, honestly.
Yeah, that's so interesting because, you know, there are those, all those different tests and things yeah. that kind of tell us things about ourselves. And like you say, like, we already have that, right? Like, we already really know.
Yeah.
It's just that I think that when we are listening to those external voices, whether they be, you know, family, friends, neighbors, our culture, et cetera, sometimes if those don't align with who we really are, we just forget, right? Like, we forget mm-hmm. who we are, or we're not really hearing that internal voice
right.
Because it's been layered over. It's still there though. So that's one thing that I really right. try to help people find again, because we all have it. It's there, right? We just sometimes need help uncovering it.
Absolutely. And I'm curious with your own experience, you know, you, I love how you said you're very unconventional when it comes to many families in the United States, choosing not to have a car, choosing not to have a cell phone, choosing not to, you know, like you said, partake in conventional education for your child. Tell me where that journey kind of took you, in the sense of, was it an easy decision to make, or were those things kind of like, unpeel that process for me a little bit?
Yes. So with the first thing, it was definitely harder. It took longer, I would say. I was more reluctant to just jump in and try these things. So as I mentioned, we started sort of with the things, and it took months, multiple months. And we used to get these bags, these mailings of bags from charitable organizations that said, fill this bag with some household items that you'd like to donate. So we started with a bag, and then it said, if you have extra items, you know, include other bags. And they would send us these maybe every other month. Well, as we went, I filled more bags and more bags. And I remember at one point in time, it said, put it on your stoop. We had our stoop, the sidewalk out of our stoop, and the top half of our driveway filled. And I thought, our neighbors must think, what is going on with that house? But it was a very slow process. At first I thought, oh yes, I can get rid of a bag's worth. That's no problem. As I did it, it felt better and better. And it was like a snowball effect where I thought, I can do more. There are more things here that I don't need, that someone else could benefit from, that aren't for me, right? And so with each separate choice we made, it was the same story. When we made the choice to eventually go car free, it was a process. We started going down to one. And then it was, you know, oh, well, will we just ride bikes as the other option? Will we walk? I don't know. I'm nervous about riding a bicycle next to cars. I hadn't ridden a bicycle in decades. So it was like, I need to relearn some things. Do we need to figure out the bus? I don't know. I've never ridden. So all of these things, right? And with each thing we tried that we lived through, right? And like, oh, this seems really scary, but we did it. And hey, we're still here to tell the tale. And by the way, this feels better. So, you know, then we moved to not having a car. And what actually kind of pushed me through that decision was that locally we had a car share program that had just moved into town. And so they had these pods of cars that you could rent by the hour. And so, and we could get to one, I would say there was one maybe 3 or 4 blocks away. So that was it for me. I was still holding on to that one car. And then, but we were really not using it. It was really just that safety and security feeling. We were paying for a monthly parking garage because we had moved to a more, you know, population dense area so that we could be closer to things, right? To support this lifestyle. Yeah. And so I thought, you know, it's just sitting there. It just feels like a security blanket, so to speak. So I think I can do it. There will always be cars. I've said this, right? There will always be cars. There will always be cell phones. There will always be, you know, for the immediate future, at least, right?
Right.
So I would say with each challenging or scary choice to be different and to really do what felt like the right choice for me, it got easier. It got easier as time went on. I got more used to explaining myself to people and answering the questions. How do you get to the grocery store? And how do you know? And at first that was a little off-putting, and then I just relaxed into it. And the more comfortable I felt, which I definitely find that this is true for others. You know, the more comfortable we feel in our choices, knowing that they're rooted in who we are and what we're here to do, the easier it is, the better it feels, and the more comfortable we can be around other people who may be doing things differently.
And I'm guessing that, you know, one choice that you made gave you kind of this insight, right? Like, okay, well, I didn't die. Like I just made this work. And so then it gave you that little bit of a courage and confidence to take another choice. And so I think that, you know, oftentimes this is a really great example, I think, of how I apply this, but I have people who have always thought about starting a business, but that seems really, really scary. And so one of the things that I found that works really, really well for those people is starting out with something like network marketing.
Yes.
Because it's almost like a business in a box, right? You start out, you have all kinds of resources, you have all kinds of, you have a product already made for you, a website made for you, and you literally just get a chance to try out that entrepreneurial hat, right? Now, what happens is that you learn like, oh, well, maybe I am actually good at that. Or maybe this happened and I didn't die. All of a sudden, we start building these confidence muscles through a smaller decision. And then we get to a point where we're like, oh yeah, I'm totally ready and willing to try that next bigger decision because I've proven to myself that I wasn't going to die. I'm capable of scary things. And it just literally unlocked this whole nother set of things. And so I think that it's really cool that you started out with just getting rid of stuff in a bag, and that led to, you're like, oh, well, I guess I didn't really need that. And then you kind of devolved into a little bit bigger and then a little bit bigger. And now you're living very unconventional, but loving it. And it's in flow with who you are. And I just love that. You know, you guys, I want to dive in with Meredith on other ways that she is helping her clients get to that harmonious life, to really optimize all of the different things in their lives, because I'm guessing that the clients that you have a wide variety of things that they come to you with. And so I would love, Meredith, in just a moment, to be able to dive into some of the main things that you see in your clients and how we can take their stories and really apply them to our lives with some really practical tools and some hope. So we're going to get into that, guys, in just a moment. I'm going to tell you all about something that I've been working on. It is literally been a labor of love for myself and my team. We are so stinking excited to be able to let you in on this. And I'm going to bring you into that little inside scoop here in just a moment. And then we're going to come back and talk to Meredith about all of the things that she sees in her clients and how she's helping everyone around her really start to living into their own unique best life. So we'll be back in a moment. Michelle here, and I just got to ask you, do you ever listen to podcasts or special training from gurus who are telling you exactly what to do, but you still have questions? Wouldn't it be amazing if you actually could ask questions to the people who are presenting to give you your personalized answer to how you can get into action and apply it to your unique situation? That is exactly why I created the Better Club Elite, which is a very special, very exclusive monthly membership that gives you access to those question and answer sessions that are going to get you into action and get you all lined up with everything that you need to start being better, doing better, and having better in life and in business. The support, the answers, and everything that you need to get you into action. So let's go. All right, Meredith, I am so excited to continue this conversation. So tell me, what is it that many of your clients come to you in search of? Why don't we start there?
Sure. So many of my clients are having that feeling that things are okay and they could be better. Mm. There's one or two areas that they feel they've maybe tried to improve of their own lifestyle that they just continue to not quite get. Yeah. And it's really hard to make changes on our own. I feel like part of our culture here that I've grown up in the U.S. has been sort of that independent, do it on your own. You know, it's best to kind of be going it solo. And I think that with changes, especially in your lifestyle where you may have been used to something else,
yeah,
we really need support. We need some sort of community, folks around us, people we can talk to, people who are going to support and that can relate to us. So I serve as that for a lot of my clients. For whatever reason, maybe they feel like they're doing something different than their family or their coworkers or their friends. And they really want that support from somebody who understands and from someone who's been there. And I know I mentioned my personal experience. The other reason I decided to go into this work and help people beyond just me was because I had some close family members that I could clearly see the differences in their happiness and their health overall.
Yeah,
was really just making a few different changes. And one example that I give often is my parents. My mom and dad married for 50 years, lived together that whole time. So similar, you know, environment, so to speak, but just a few differences really showed up in their health and wellness. So my dad was very much an extrovert, always wanting to find that community of support, being around other people. He did what he loved on a daily basis, really threw himself into his work. And it showed he's still around and he's in his late 70s and he's in really good health. He walks daily. He's still out and about, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And my mom made different choices. She kind of never met a vegetable she liked, which totally understandable, right? She was pretty resistant to, you know, movement. She struggled with some different, you know, pain areas and things like that. And she was very resistant to getting help and kind of was more isolated. And she continued to struggle with those health issues for the duration of her life. And so I grew up seeing this difference and noticing, huh, okay, this is just one example, but gee, is it a coincidence? Like, I think maybe not. And as I grew and as I got into the world and had other relationships and saw other people, that is a pattern I saw, that people could be living very similar lives, except for just a few lifestyle tweaks. Mm. And it made all the difference in their health and overall daily happiness. And so I really took that knowledge and the experience that I saw with folks close and near and dear to me. And I share that with people. And since I've had so many years doing this, I've tried things. I've worked with other people who've tried things. There are a number of things we can try, right? And helping clients really to realize just what I said in the beginning, which is that nothing's set in stone. Right? Mm-hmm. There's no one right answer for anyone.
Right.
So if someone's having sleep issues, let's say, you know, there are a number of ways to look at that. We don't just have to do the thing they read the article about or whatever the most people are talking about in their office. Like, well, they all do this, you know, that might not work for them. It's all about personalization and, you know, trying not to follow the crowd for so long that you don't realize it's not actually working, right? There's nothing wrong with getting ideas from other people. But a lot of times when people come to me, they've been following these like ways of moving or ways of being or ways of eating because that's just what everybody else was doing, or that was the most common way they knew to do it. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm able to really help them pull out of that piece, talk about what really feels good to them. And the more they can listen to that internal voice and really make decisions from there, the more results they see.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I've become really passionate about is something I call the and life. So I always thought that I had to either choose a fulfilling career or be a present engaged mom and wife, right?
Yes.
Or I had to either, you know, really bust it and work really, really hard in my business, or, you know, just kind of have this life of calmness and, you know, reserve. And I found that when you can discover that the and life is possible, you can have a fulfilling, challenging, you know, amazing career and be a really great mom and wife. And you can do, you know, be really ambitious and do all the things and find time for vacation and downtime and that harmony and balance. And so when I think that we can recognize that the and life is possible,
yes,
you don't have to always choose between all of the things. We can actually have it all. If we learn to tweak these little things here and there and start to get into that harmonious space, that flow state, right?
Yes.
So what would you say would be your best advice, I guess, for somebody right now who's, you know, listening to this and they can relate to this? They're like, you know, I really do. I feel like I don't have harmony. I don't have all of these things in my life that are optimized. I feel like I've had to trade this for this, but really small little choices can make all of it fit, right? That's what you're
yes.
here about. That's what you're trying to say.
Absolutely.
So what would you say to somebody who's listening to this and they're like, I get that. I don't even know where to start. What would
yes.
you say?
And that's a big thing that actually people do come to me and say, right?
Yeah.
So of course, you know, there are a number of areas that we can look at, but what I like to start with is what people are thinking of. I'd like to do this, but I could never do that. It's those pieces usually where people are thinking, oh, I really want this to happen, but it could never happen. It's the things we think we can't do that will generally make us happiest, will bring us the most joy when we actually figure out how to do those things. So rather than trying to change everything, or again, like, oh, well, I should probably feel good about this because everybody else says that's, what is that thing that it's still in the back of your mind? Like, oh, I'd really like to do this, but I can't, you know, so you keep it back there.
Yeah.
Start with that. And definitely start with just the one, because there might be multiple, right? But start with that and pretend that there aren't those obstacles, whatever you're putting in the way of, I could never do that because blank. Put that aside and start with that one thing, because I think that that's going to make the biggest impact when we work on the things that we really, really want that aren't just nice to have, but that I've always wanted this, but I could never. Let's look at that one first.
Can you give me an example? Give me an example of something that people come to you and they're like, I just feel like I could never blink.
Yes. What would that be? So some of the things that I hear most often are often related to the things I talk about that are so different. So for example, the technology piece, and it'll just come across maybe in like a meeting scheduling or something like that. And someone will say, oh, well, give us your cell phone. Oh, I don't have a cell phone. What? And so we start opening that conversation and some will say, oh, I wish I could either, you know, maybe not have one entirely, but I wish I could use my phone less, but I could never do that because so-and-so is depending on me, or I think my job would be upset. These reasons, right? That comes across a lot. And so I talk to folks about, okay, well, you don't have to get rid of your phone, but if you're feeling really strongly like, oh, I wish I could use my phone less, or I wish I could use technology less, whatever, what could we explore that's a tiny bit different than what you're doing now, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to completely throw that out the window.
Yeah.
But what feels good about that? What was it about what I just said that made you go, I wish I could do that, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh,
Yeah, I mean, the car thing is another one, right? It's like, maybe they don't want to not have a car, but I wish I could. Oh, you walked here? I wish I could do that. It's a really nice day. Or you rode your bike? Oh, you know, I'd love to ride a bike, but I could never. That kind of thing, right?
So those
are the things that people often come to me with, like, I know you said you'd do this, but how did that work? Travel's another one. I have traveled extensively and I've set up a lot of things to be location independent, and people will say, oh, I'd really like to do that. How do you do that? I feel like it's not possible. Like, how, help me do that, or do some version of that. Right.
Yeah.
So those are some of the examples that folks have come with that, you know, I'm not trying to make people be like me, but those ideas, I think, spark some thoughts and interest of other people that they realize, oh, you know, there's this piece of my life that I'm just not happy with. And now that you say that, I wish I could do some version of that. Help me do that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. This has been, Meredith, this has been such a great conversation, because I think that what it's doing is it's giving us permission to think differently, right? It's giving us permission to decide what we want our life to look like. So just because I'm an entrepreneur doesn't mean that I have to be tied to my phone all the time, right? Like, these are the kinds of things that we can, this and life, this harmony is possible. And all we need to do is just figure out what is it that we would really love to see And then just being open to the possibility of it happening if we put some attention there. I just love that. So is there anything else that we haven't had a chance to dive into that you really, really want to add to our conversation?
The one thing that does occur to me that a lot of folks come to me with is, how do I hear that voice? But what if I don't know? What if I don't know what I want? Because I've been listening to other things for so long, right? So my biggest, I guess I would say suggestion for that, if folks are listening and thinking that very thing, is what's worked for the folks that I work with is separating themselves from those external influences for any period of time. It could be a few hours. It could be a whole day. It could be a whole 2 or 3 days. And I get a lot of folks saying, oh, but I can't do that, right? I can't take a break from wherever. I can't leave my house, my kids, my partner, my job, all of that. Right. And I find that when we take that time to separate ourselves for however long from those external influences, it's amazing what comes out, what occurs to us, what ideas we have, our creativity. And then we know, we really do know what we want. So that is one tip that I have for folks that, that has really worked out well for other people, is taking that dedicated time to be by yourself in some way, shape, or form, because then you will reconnect with what you really know to be your truth.
Yes. And protecting yourself from all of the outside influences that have been leading to the state that you're in right now. I love that so much. You have been such a blessing today. You guys, we're going to make sure that you have all of the ways to connect with Meredith inside of the show notes so that you can continue to learn from her. If you feel, you know, really led to reach out to her, we're going to make sure that you have all the ways that you can do that. Meredith, I always ask my guests to be able to give our audience a question that they can think about or ponder between now and the next time we meet, just so that they can get themselves into action. So what would you like them to think about that are is going to move the needle for them?
I would love to think about, to have folks think about what's bringing you joy and really just think about how to bring more of that in. So ask yourself what in your life is bringing you joy on a regular basis and see what happens from there.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Thank you so much for joining us today. You guys, thanks for listening. And I can't wait to spend a little bit more time with you in a couple more days. So thanks everybody for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.